Next Sunday, I'll begin my 10th year as pastor here at Briar Street Baptist Church. I want to preach a slightly revised version of my first message as your pastor. Not interrupt now, but as when I came as pastor. This is a message that I preached in India some years ago at the Baptist Conference. And a very elderly Indian pastor told me a week later and informed me that he had preached it at his church and three people came forward. Now that's a humbling experience because I preached it at a bunch of pastors and nothing happened. But it taught me a great lesson. It's the message, not the messenger. Amen. And that's important for us all to understand. It's the message and not the messenger. The scripture clearly states no one comes except the Father God. Amen. It's an important thing for us to remember. So, my first message at Briar Street and my message at the pastor conference in India brought no results, but an Indian pastor brought the same message and the results came. I'm preaching it again this morning. Partly because I had for a guy my age, a very, very confusing and busy week at association meetings. I had regular meetings here. We had Sister June's funeral yesterday. And I'm not using that as an excuse, but it is kind of an excuse because I sat down to finish the message I started to prepare and I couldn't get with it at all. And I thought about this experience in India and thought maybe it would be a good message to preach again.
Amen.
9 years later. The title of the message, some of you may remember, is this, and maybe you've forgotten already, and that's all right too. 3 seconds before eternity. Now, 3 seconds isn't a very long time, is it? Many a fatal accident can happen in even less than 3 seconds. A heart attack can take our lives in less than 3 seconds. But I'm not talking necessarily about time, although time is involved. I'm talking about events. The first involves the great flood. And we found that recorded in the book of Genesis, first book of the Bible. So turn there, if you will, this morning to Genesis chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all that they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and although after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, The same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. God saw that the wickedness of man was very great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. I'm going to stop before I read that last verse. Think about that. Think about that. God created the universe. He spoke everything into existence. He gave man everything he needed. And God said, I'm sorry that I made. It grieves me deeply at my heart that this is how it turned out. And that's sad. The Creator, the Sovereign God, said that. But, oh, thank God for buts.
Amen.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know why you're here this morning?
Yes, sir.
Because Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The only reason you're here, the only reason I'm here preaching, because Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord that was so grieved, so sorry, and yet Noah found grace. The emphasis here is on grace, not on Noah. Do I understand that? God's grace.
Amen.
Paul tells the church at Ephesus, by grace are you saved, not by works. Why? Lest any man should boast. Lest Luke Court should say, boy, you know that message that I preached there to those preachers in India was a good message. I did a good job. I studied hard. I. And here, an Indian pastor who seemed to like it preaches to his people. Nothing happened when I preached it. Think about that. Grace. Grace. Okay. That's the first. Second, the human race. The human race that God created in his image got a second chance. Amen? Second chance. You're here because of the second chance. You can word it any way you want to. You can get philosophical about it. You can go along with a lot of the crowd that says it's a myth. Didn't really happen. Doesn't make any difference. God's grace doesn't change because of what we think.
Amen.
Anyway, that's the first one. The second one involves the conversation the Lord Jesus had with a Jewish rabbi. You know where that is? Tell me where that is.
John
3. Let's go to John, the third chapter. Yeah. I'm going to read the whole thing to you, so. Because I think God's word is what's important here. So I'll wait till the pages quit rustling, and then I'll begin reading. By the way, the book of John's in the New Testament. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him? Jesus answered and said, now realize here, Jesus didn't say, well, good for you. Jesus didn't say, I'm glad you know that. Here's what Jesus said to the preacher, to the rabbi.
What he said?
Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not. Don't be surprised, Nicodemus. As I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell where it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Are you the pastor of First Baptist Church and don't know this? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I had told you earthly things and you believe not, how should you believe if I tell of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. The second birth. Have you experienced it?
Amen.
Say, well, I joined the church. Have you experienced the second birth? No, I was baptized. A young lady came to me this morning. She said, can I join the church? I said, have you been baptized? She said, yes. And we're going to talk to her, BJ and I, and her husband, and so forth and so on, because they want to join our church. Make sure they understand what we're talking about. Make sure they understand what we're talking about when we say, have you been born again? There are so many sitting in the pews of our churches today that do not understand this. God help us to tell them. You know what Jesus said? If you know it, tell it to someone else. Well, that's the preacher's job. No, that's your job. If you know Jesus. So, first one, second chance. Everybody got it. Second one, second birth. Do you have it? You know how to get it? Ask God for it. Confess your need of it. And you know what? He turns no one away. And the third is about the promised return of this same Lord Jesus Christ that talked to the rabbi. The second coming of Jesus Christ. When he comes to gather his church and set up the eternal kingdom of God in the new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness, amen and amen. Let's go to two passages of Scripture. The first is found in the book of Acts, chapter 1. Isn't it so much better to hear the Word of God directly from the Word? Not some preacher's manifestation, but the Word of God. Listen now to what it says, beginning with verse 6 in the very first chapter of the Acts, book of Acts. When they therefore were come together, here is the Acts of the Resurrection, the disciples were gathered together with Jesus. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? See, they still didn't get it, did they? They still didn't get it. They'd been with him over 3 years. They had seen him die on the cross. They had seen him come out of the grave. They'd seen him. They were with him now in his resurrected. And they still didn't get it. I wonder how many don't get it today. The same thing. Will you restore your kingdom? When? When's it going to happen? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Oh, that's what Jesus was telling me. Nicodemus. After you've been born of the Spirit, it'll begin to make sense to you. After you've been born of the Spirit wrote the book. Oh, Nicodemus, how many Nicodemuses we have today. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me. Witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and in the uttermost parts of the earth. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. And the cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then I ask if you will turn finally to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. I read here the words written by Paul to the church at Thessalonica in his epistle. But, here's the but. I'm so thankful. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. I was at a funeral yesterday. People would say, that body that lay there, how sad that was. How sad that was. How tragic. No. No. She knew the Lord Jesus Christ. She knew the Lord Jesus Christ. She believed these words. She trusted the Word of God. Isn't that great? Aren't you glad? I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, but the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Turn in your Bibles to the 6th chapter again of Genesis. The emphasis cannot be made often enough. I want us all to say together verse 6. But Noah, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It's all about grace. It's all about God's grace. It's all about the message. God, in his grace, sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross for your sin and mine. That's the message. That's the only message. There is no other message of salvation. I wonder how often it strikes us. Christ is indeed coming again. The question is, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready? Everyone here has received the second chance. Do you believe you need the second birth? If you do, you will be with Jesus forever. If you do not, there's a place prepared for you, where the fire, according to Jesus, is not quenched, and where the worm, according to Jesus, never dies. 3 seconds before eternity. It's your choice. And that's God's message.